Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
God is good, but the struggle is real, right? The struggle's real. We all deal with struggles. I tried really hard to think, do I know of one person who's not dealing with some type of struggle? And I couldn't think of even one person, because in this world you will have troubles, Jesus said. And so we all struggle. Now, some of the struggles are harder than others. Some deal with the struggles better than others, but we all struggle. The struggles that we go through in life are real, but the good news is the Lord is near. Amen?
Amen.
Turn to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. I have many scripture verses for you, so you'll want to keep your Bibles handy or your Bible app open. But we're going to begin with Proverbs chapter 12, Proverbs 12, verse 25. An anxious heart weighs a person down. An anxious heart weighs a person down. That's the truth of the first part of that verse. The second part of that verse is, but a kind word or a good word cheers them up. And by God's grace and God's help, I intend to give you a good word this morning from God's word. Lord, you are indeed good, and we thank you for your goodness. We would not be as celebratory today and as worshipful today if it were not for your goodness. We thank you for lavishing us with unmerited grace and unlimited love, for watching over us and sustaining us. But we also know, Lord, that the struggle is real. We know that many are hurting, many are struggling, many within our church. We all deal with issues, and some of us deal with the issues better than others. For some, the struggle is so heavy and the anxiety is so great that they feel so burdened. Lord, I pray that your presence will lift us up and encourage our hearts. And may we find solace and peace and purpose in you. Thank you for the truth of your word. And all God's people said, amen. It was several years ago, about 2 weeks into January, 2 weeks into the new year. I just had dinner with some friends here at the church in the Gateway area. It was about 7:30 at night, and I was driving back to the church. I was on Pioneer Parkway, about to get to Q Street, driving alone in the car, and it hit me. And it has never happened to me before, and thank God it has not happened since. But my heart started racing very fast, and I started breathing heavy, and I started sweating and getting lightheaded, and it felt like there was just a ton of bricks just fell upon my shoulders, and there was a heaviness in my chest and in my breathing, and I had no idea what was happening to me. I thought to myself, maybe I should pull over. I was scared. I thought I was dying. It was very, very frightening. I didn't know what to do, so I immediately started praying. I said, God, I don't know what's happening to me. I need you to help me. Please be with me. And he was with me, and he did help me, and he got me through it. I didn't know it at the time, but I know it now, that I had my very first panic anxiety attack. Never happened to me before. I had heard other people talking about it, speaking about it, but I could not relate to it.
And as I later on processed what was happening to me, there were many things that had happened that had led up to that point. We just finished the holiday season, which is fun but can also be stressful. The start of a new year, a lot of things happening at church, trying to raise two teenage boys, just a lot happening. I probably wasn't taking the best care of myself, not exercising, not eating right, not doing all the things that we know we're supposed to be doing. But also something had happened a couple weeks earlier that I think was the big stone on top of the pile that just made the weight feel heavier. That Christmas happened to fall on a Sunday, and literally 15 minutes before church started on that Christmas Sunday that year, I got the phone call that Les Sanders had passed away. Some of you remember Les. That was a Sunday morning, 15 minutes before church started. And we had to get through the service, and I'm in shock. So many questions. I never really had time to process his passing or to properly grieve. The culmination of all that resulted in that anxiety panic attack that I had on Pioneer Parkway that night, about 7:30 in the evening. And I knew enough to know that I needed to slow down, regather, recoup, because something was broken and I needed to get it right. I want to talk about anxiety today. The scriptures have a lot to say about anxiety, because anxiety in our lives is a lot like that check engine light that comes on in our car. That dreaded check engine light comes on, and it's the car's way of trying to tell us something's not right. You know, the fluids are low, or the battery's off, or something is not right, and you need to slow down and stop and get it looked at, because if you don't, the car is going to break down. Anxiety in our lives, think of it as that check engine light. It's time to slow down. It's time to stop. It's time to redirect, reassess, reevaluate. Are there things in my life that I just need to let go of? Should I just turn off the TV? I think many of us have come to realize that TV and the news is a big source of anxiety within us. I have more and more friends saying, I'm just turning off the news. Which is a double-edged sword, because we want to know what's going on in the world, and yet we don't want to be so heavy burdened and heavy laden with all the bad news that we are constantly being bombarded with. Anxiety can be defined as a nervous disorder characterized by a state of excessive uneasiness and apprehension. We all deal with anxiety, and when it wells up within us, and if we are self-aware enough, we will step back and reassess and find that place of peace in our lives. But if there is excessive uneasiness and apprehension, that's where things can get bad. Anxiety is not the presence of something within us. It's actually the absence of something. And what is that absence of something? Well, I'm not going to get too technical, but that absence of that something within us are neurotransmitters in the body. Well, what are neurotransmitters? Neurotransmitters are those chemical substances that regulate bodily and mental functions. They regulate our memory, our sleep patterns, our daytime patterns. They help us function normally. And if we don't take care of ourselves, and if we continue to live with high levels of stress, so think of this car analogy. What happens if you keep your foot on the gas all the time? The engine is revved and revved and revved, and eventually something's going to give. So we have to be aware that if we maintain high levels of stress, and if we keep going and going and going, and we don't slow down, what happens is that we deplete those important neurotransmitters. And anxiety is that check engine light that warns us to stop, slow down, and take care of yourself. And so anxiety has as much to do with our physiology, our physical well-being, as it does our mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being. In our culture today, we are more stressed than ever before because of all the stimuli that's being bombarded at us, towards us. And so that means we are more and more being depleted of these very important neurotransmitters. Anxiety disorder affects over 40 million adults in the U.S. That's about 20% of the population. And around 7% of children aged 3 to 17. And so we're talking about a very serious issue. We must be self-aware enough to realize that something is happening within us, and we've got to get it right. Because our bodies, our minds, our spirits were not designed to just go, 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 even though our culture says that's exactly what you need to do. Otherwise, something's wrong with you. I have a survey to give to you this morning. Sammy and Mako, can you guys come and help me pass out this survey? Don't start, because we're going to do this together. This is an anxiety symptom checklist. There should be a pencil in front of you, and we're going to walk through this together. This is totally private. I'm not going to look at it. This is only for you. And it's simply a checklist to help you identify, am I going too fast? Or do I need to slow down and listen to my body and listen to what's happening? So, don't start until we all have one, and we'll walk through it together. So give everyone one. There should be a pencil there in front of you. If you need a pencil, we can get you one. All right, good. Everyone's getting one. Raise your hand if you don't have one. Okay, there, it's coming. There's two sides. We're going to start on the page that says Anxiety Symptom Checklist. Now, when I read these, mark only when this happens to you on a daily basis. These issues here will happen to us periodically. But if it happened to you, say, last month, don't check it. Only if this is an issue that you deal with on a regular daily basis. Check the following symptoms that apply to you on a daily basis. We're going to start with physiological symptoms. Do you, again, this is every day, not just last week, because I felt this way last week, but it's not a daily occurrence. Do you feel weak all over? If that happens to you on a daily basis, check it. Do you feel rapid, pounding, heartbeat, or palpitations on a daily basis? Do you feel tightness around your chest? Daily basis. Do you feel like hyperventilating, or that feeling like you cannot get enough air? Do you feel periodic dizziness and sweating on a daily basis? Do you feel muscle tension, aches, or tremors? Do you feel chronic fatigue on a daily basis? All minds clear? Let's move down to the cognitive symptoms. Do you think to yourself, again, on a daily basis, I can't carry on. I've got to get out of here. Do you think to yourself, what if I make a fool of myself? And those thoughts occur to you daily. Do you think to yourself, People are looking at me all the time. Do you think to yourself on a daily basis, I'm having a heart attack? Do you think to yourself on a daily basis, I'm going to faint? Do you think to yourself, I'm going crazy on a daily basis? Do you think to yourself, I can't go on alone? No one will help me. Do you think to yourself, I can't go out? I will lose control. And do you think to yourself, I feel confused and can't remember things? All minds clear on the cognitive section? Okay, on the backside, let's go over the emotional symptoms. Do you think to yourself, I'm full of fears that I can't get out of my mind on a daily basis? Do you think to yourself, I feel like something terrible is about to happen? Do you think to yourself, I worry excessively daily? Do you think to yourself, I feel uneasy and alone a lot of the time? Do you think to yourself, I feel isolated, lonely, down in the dumps, and depressed? Do you think to yourself, I feel I have no control over what happens to me on a daily basis? Do you think to yourself, I feel embarrassed, rejected, and criticized? And finally, I often feel like screaming in anger. All minds clear? So this checklist is not designed to be a diagnostic tool so much as it is intended to communicate the variety of symptoms experienced by people with high anxiety. However, if you are experiencing at least three symptoms in each category, then your anxiety level is starting to be an issue, especially if you experience these symptoms daily. If you are experiencing more than three symptoms in each category and are not in treatment for an anxiety-related problem, then please consider consulting a professional soon. If you're to the point where you've checked off more than three in each section, what's probably happened to you physiologically is that your body is not able to produce enough of these neurotransmitters to help you deal with the stresses and anxieties that you're dealing with. The good news is, and we are a church that believes in science and medical technology, and we're grateful for the breakthroughs in the medical field. The good news is there are great counselors and great medications that can help you and help your body produce the needed neurotransmitters that you need to be able to cope with some of these issues under the care of a physician or a psychologist. And so medications can and do help as you consult with your physician. We believe in medication. I had a headache the other day and I took two aspirin and I'm grateful for aspirin, okay? And so there's no stigma, there's no shame in saying, I need help, because often the struggle and the stresses that we deal with in life simply deplete us physiologically of the neurotransmitters that we need that help us cope with life. These low levels of anxiety that we experience are actually a blessing in disguise. To me, it's a way of God's grace saying, hey, you're starting to feel something within you. Let's get it taken care of before your body is unable to produce the chemicals and the neurotransmitters that you need. And so the verses that we're going to look at in the scriptures, when the Bible talks about anxiety, are a God-given warning sign to help us step back and regroup so that we can get a handle on anxiety and stress before maybe we have to go see a professional. There's several verses here that I want us to look at so that we can regroup, refocus, and find our strength in God and listen to our bodies and listen to what's happening to us. The first scripture I want us to look at is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. I love this verse because this verse so encapsulates the nature of God. God is a God of peace. He's not a God of stress. He's not a God of anxiety. He is the God of peace. And the prayer here is that God will impart or give us his peace at all times and in every way. Remember, when we begin to feel anxiety, when it begins to well up within us, we have allowed our lives to be overloaded and overstressed. And that's where we need to regroup and find our peace in God. We have to slow down, maybe say no to some things, no to other things, and go back to God, because he is the God of peace who gives us peace at all times and in every place. Let's look at some more verses. Psalm 34. The struggle is real, but the good news, God is near and he will help us. Psalm 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord. Cast your worries, your concerns, your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Turn to Psalm 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation, O Lord, brought joy to my soul. Amen? Isaiah 35:4. Say to those with fearful, or some translations say, anxious hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come, and he will come to save you. Let's look at some verses in the New Testament. Philippians chapter 4. And I'm assuming many of these verses are familiar to you, but in the context of dealing with the stresses and anxieties of life, these verses tend to take on a whole new beautiful meaning. Philippians 4, beginning at verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For me, when anxiety begins to well up within me, we're given the pattern here. Take it to God in prayer, petition, thanksgiving, and present your requests to God. And when I unload my stresses, my concerns, my worries to him, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus himself had some beautiful words to say. Matthew chapter 6, a couple of verses here. Let's look at verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, Jesus said, do not worry or be anxious about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying or being anxious, can add a single hour to this life? Go down to verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Hebrews 13, 6. So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid." James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. When we're feeling anxious, when we're feeling worried or stressed, the God of peace invites us to draw near to Him, and He will draw near to us. And finally, I want to close with 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Do you see why in the life of the Christian, focusing on the Lord is not only good for our spiritual well-being, it's good for our mental, emotional, psychological, physiological well-being? When we are, as the psalmist says, when we are still and we know that He is God, He replenishes us with His presence, with His goodness, and with His love.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.